was December the 6th, 1983. I was doing time for armed robbery. At 4 in the morning, I was sitting in my cell. I heard a whistle blow, then I heard somebody yell.
There's a riot going on. There's a riot going on. There's a riot going on. Up in cell block number 9.
Welcome, my friends, to the second hour of Take No Prisoners at the Republic Broadcasting Network, and thank you very much for joining me. Just a quick announcement about the Collecting in Bankruptcy CD, folks. If your back is up against the wall, if you're really facing a tough collection situation or a foreclosure, and you absolutely need to buy some time, then may I suggest that you need to get hold of it. You can get hold of it from a friend. You can purchase it through Brian Williams at takenoprisoners@hush.com. The email address is takenoprisoners@hush.com, and you would just ask for Brian in the body of the email. Or perhaps you can work with a mentor who has attended that course. But that course provides all the tools that one needs to be able to go into that forum and use it to turn an unsubstantiated claim or an old claim which has been redrafted into a new claim that the trustee has to collect. All the tools are there. All one has to do is study it, gain the skills and the confidence. So I really strongly recommend that CD for those in those particular kinds of situations or who are seeking to monetize instruments in that way. We have a number of ways, and the number of methods that we're successful at is growing quite rapidly, and I think the year of 2008 is going to probably be a year of the commercial lien. That said, we were talking about Conrad Black, and we were at the point where we were going to issue one or more payment instruments, let's just refer to them as promissory notes, to various fiduciaries paying the liability. So if we knew that there was maybe $4 billion in liabilities that were attributed to our collateral, the legal fiction straw man defendant, then we might issue a $5 million promissory note to the clerk and the judge as co-fiduciaries on the instrument, along with the Secretary of the Treasury, Henry Paulson, in his capacity as U.S. trustee. Now, little known to most attorneys, under 28 U.S.C. 2041, every United States court, which means every court in the land, every de facto fiction court within the United States or one of the state sub-corporations of the United States is under statutory obligation to transfer all funds that are deposited in that court in a pending or adjudicated judicial case with the Department of Treasury. So if those funds are deposited, if a promissory note is placed on deposit in a particular case, civil or criminal, which, by the way, are the same thing, of course, then the court is under obligation to transfer those funds to Treasury. In other words, it must go to the bank and make the deposit into the segregated account that that court keeps for criminal cases. And if it does not, then the complicit parties, the fiduciaries, are guilty in statutes. Not that we care about statutes, but they're guilty in statutes of a theft of funds within the special maritime jurisdiction. They're also guilty of stealing $5 billion of the U.S. trustees' money. We'll talk about that right after this brief intermission, folks. Please join me after the break.
The Berkeleyte's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyte, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyte is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyte, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
The Healing Formula is an all-natural, patent-pending wound and skin care formula developed mainly for the treatment of pressure sores and diabetic ulcers. The formula was developed by a home caregiver with more than 30 years' experience. We use the finest ingredients available, including certified organic aloe vera gel with all the beneficial enzymes intact and food-grade hydrogen peroxide. The Healing Formula works from the inside out, oxygenating the affected area, stopping the spread of infection, and decreasing pain while promoting healing. Call 1-800-357-2944 or visit healingformula.com. The Healing Formula has proven effective in other areas of skin care as well, such as abrasions, rashes, and the treatment of pyorrhea, gingivitis, ear infections, and much more. The Healing Formula comes with an unconditional money-back guarantee if you're not completely satisfied. We offer a free sample to all nursing homes, home caregivers, and nurses. It is our sincere hope that the Healing Formula will help you or your loved ones to avoid any more unnecessary pain. Call 1-800-357-2944 or visit healingformula.com.
Are you concerned about cholesterol, blood pressure? Are you experiencing chest pain? Are you looking for a more natural method to help improve your health issues?
I had two mild heart attacks, and I had an 80 to 90% blockage in my artery. Don recommended I take this Cardivite. I haven't had any chest pain since I've been on it. It's brought my cholesterol down. My blood sugar was really fluctuating from 10 to 14 when I went on the Cardivite. You know, it really leveled it out. I'm really pleased, and I feel so good about it. I'll tell you, it's great for your circulation, because I've noticed that I've had problems with my feet because of the diabetes, and they're getting better. They don't hurt as much. It's really great. I recommend this to anybody.
To learn more, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com. Call 1-877-928-8822.
Floor this morning, my head felt like somebody been a walking on it. I don't know how I got here. I don't remember nothing at all.
Welcome back, my friends. You're listening to Take No Prisoners at the Republic Broadcasting Network. So we would issue a payment instrument, and this, by the way, could be done after sentencing as well, so that instead of just taking the initial indictment and returning it as payable to Treasury, we would take the so-called order of the court, the commitment order for the defendant, and all the other contracts that have been executed up to that point. So, for instance, when Mr. Black signed an appearance bond, or he posted a $20 million bond, he didn't post it, but a bonding company posted it, he entered a contract with the court and the bonding company in which he signed on as the defendant. That was the court's way of coercing a confession from him to participate as the defendant. And that's why that signature line is worded the way it is. It's so clear, once you have this knowledge and understanding, that you are then stipulating to your capacity as the legal fiction debtor defendant signing into this case, and you are volunteering for the privilege of being sentenced, for the benefits and privileges of the judiciary. And that's why you've all heard that famous statement, which has been attributed, by the way, to a number of different justices, that there's no one in prison who hasn't volunteered to be there. That's exactly right, other than a handful of political prisoners, most of whom are friends of mine. And those folks did not sign on. And when you don't sign on, it's very hard for them to hold you. In fact, we've had fellows who walk over to, who are escorted to jail by the sheriff, who identify themselves as living men, who do not sign in, who do not eat the poison food, and who are not searched and not humiliated and not fingerprinted. And now some are, but often they're treated with due respect, all due respect of a living man or woman, a living, breathing Christian man. Anyway, we would take that payment instrument and we would attach certain other documents to it as evidence that that offer to expand funds under public policy has been accepted, and we now have a signed, executed, and paid contract. So we would return it with a foreign advisory or a letter rogatory. We have these in varying strengths, depending upon what one is trying to accomplish. But basically it would say, here is your form back, accepted for value, and it's accompanied by form 1099 OID reporting your taxable gain on this instrument to the Internal Revenue Service. We use the Internal Revenue Service as our collection agency. And we would also include things like a copy of that offset bond to demonstrate the location of the funds at Treasury. We might include a copy of the indemnity bond as, or we might call it a copy of the deposit slip, discharging an indemnity bond number, whatever it happens to be, identifying the funds that are on reserve in their name with the Department of the Treasury. We would include the promissory note, of course, which has to be treated as a demand deposit instrument to be redeemed against the offset bond through Treasury using generally accepted accounting principles. We would include a Form 1040V reconciling the payment with IRS, and we might include a tax return. In Mr. Black's case, perhaps a 1040NR establishing conclusively the record of the settlement, not filled out the way any conventionally trained accountant would fill it out, I might add. But those funds are a payment that we are levying under public policy. We would be listed as the payer on the 1099 OID, and then we would seek a refund of those funds. Any funds that are used by the court are funds that were created on our credit. It must be. Everything that goes on in the United States, every corporation from General Motors to AT&T, every piece of manufacturing, every service that is provided because we funded it. When all money and property was confiscated in 1933, and if you doubt that happened, just read some of the references that we have provided. Read H.J.R. 192. Read 27 CFR 72.11. Read. It will all become obvious. Read your deed. And when all of the funds were confiscated and gold was and silver were eliminated as usable commodities, in fact, you can be arrested for using them, believe it or not, in the United States. It just happened a few weeks ago, as you know, with the Liberty Dollar. When we lost all ability to pay, that accumulated credit is what funded and what continues to fund all operations of the United States and all loans from the Federal Reserve Banking Cartel. That's a good name for it, Federal Reserve Banking Cartel. That's what it is, after all, seven or eight families from around the world, including the Rockefellers and Morgans of this country. And so that credit has paid for everything we are receiving. We've already paid for the property. So when we pay again, we need a return of those funds because that second payment is a tax. And that tax rightfully belongs attributed to whomever uses our credit. And how much of that tax should be attributed to whomever uses our credit? Well, the amount that comes in the bill, of course. So if the cable company sends you a $125 bill per month, you know they're using $125 of your credit to keep their conglomerate rolling. And so we declare that tax on a tax return, and then we ask for the taxation that we paid back. That's what we do, and the forms allow for that, and that's probably as far as I'll ever take this discussion on the air. So Mr. Black would be able to include a non-resident alien tax return that would provide proof of this settlement as a record through the Department of Treasury on their own forms, and no one can challenge your signature, and you know that, folks. You're the only one who can assess you on the tax return. Isn't that why so many of you are in trouble? Because you refuse to do it. We would also include a copy of Form 56, which is an authorization which we would make out to the Secretary of the Treasury, appointing him as a fiduciary to settle this account. And we would include a durable power of attorney for the fiduciaries, not just to act on the instrument. Anybody named on an instrument can act as holder in due course, but to act in the name, place, and stead of the defendant as its successor surety. All that would be provided with a little letter going back to the parties. Now, if there was a contract with pretrial services, as Conrad Black assuredly signed, and if there's a contract which he assuredly has signed right now with the probation department while his attorneys concoct an appeal that cannot be successful and will not be successful, then separate processes might be underway with all of those, and there might even be a separate process with the policing agency, in this case, a federal case with a capital F, the Marshals Service, and perhaps the Bureau of Prisons as well. So we might have a number of promissory notes that are out there, a number of systems that are out there. 10 days later, when they fail to respond, the notary who makes the presentment of that instrument using the notary's power of due presentment, the power to present domestic and foreign bills of exchange and writings and the like, among other powers a notary has, will protest the failure to provide a statement of account indicating that this account is closed. She will protest the instrument, and she will signify that the holder in due course is now holding all of the liability and has received notice that their failure to respond would comprise their waiver of all rights to object or protest, their consent to all legal proceedings thereafter, an estoppel on all proceedings on their part, their stipulation that they have failed to exhaust their administrative remedy, their stipulation, binding stipulation, that you have exhausted all of your administrative remedy, their confession of judgment on the instrument, and even the execution of a self-executing power of attorney whereby you now have the authority to sign on their behalf. All of that 10 days later. And that 10 days is a period of immunity during which they have a decision as to what they want to do. If they wish IRS to reconcile the account with the court, then they need to post the full face value of the funds and mail the bond or the payment coupon or the promissory note or the instrument on to Treasury in the certified mail envelope that we provide. If they would prefer that IRS seize the funds from the fiduciary's bond, from their own public hazard bond, so that they are no longer insurable and can't hold public office, that's their choice also. They have 10 days to decide. And we've had many cases now where those public officers have simply disappeared once the funds are seized from their public hazard bond. Now we have a green card and notary certificate of service. We file it in the county, or we apostille it and file it in the county as a foreign judgment. And by the way, that apostille is a court order in New York, if you read it carefully. And now I'll tell you, after the break, how we take that process and enforce our position and remain out of the court system and remain out of the prison. Folks, you don't want to miss it. Please tune in after the break. You're listening to Take No Prisoners at the Republic Broadcasting Network. I'm Dr. Sam Kennedy.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Take the heat out of your sleep. The Bedfan Personal Cooling System will work for anyone that is a hot sleeper, regardless of the reason. It gives you a deep, restful sleep, the way nature intended. No more tossing and turning. Say goodbye to sleepless nights. So ask yourself, are you a hot sleeper and really want to sleep cooler? A woman who suffers from the effects of menopause, including night sweats derived from hot flashes, have a medical condition that causes your body to get hot at night, or just want to save money on your air conditioning bill? It works instantly. No tools or assembly required. Don't worry. The Bedfan fits short beds, tall beds, beds with footboards, sleigh beds, water beds, and many other types of beds. If you want great relief and total comfort, give us a call at 1-210-632-8280. That's 1-210-632-8280. Or visit our site at bedfan.com. Your provider for great sleep.
Eating a well-balanced diet filled with whole foods is sometimes hard to achieve, so supplementation can be beneficial. But WholeFoodToday.com believes that if you want to supplement, you should be doing so with products made from complex and natural whole foods, which the body can recognize and utilize as food, rather than with synthetic formulas of isolated vitamins made in chemical factories. Whole Food Today is dedicated to bringing you the finest health products at an incredible value. Nutrient formulas for men and women, super green food formulas made from over 30 vegetables, legumes, sprouts, immunity health formulas, coconut oil, krill oil, and many other products made 100% naturally. Visit us today at www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. That's www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. Whole Food Today offers free shipping to all orders anywhere in the continental U.S. Whole Food Today, empowering people to attain and maintain extraordinary health.
Hi, welcome to America. Glad you made it. On the left, you'll notice a coin slot. Insert dollars only, please.
Welcome back, friends. My apologies to the callers. I'm not going to the phones yet, obviously. The reason for that is I want to stay on point right now regarding how we would execute a prison extraction or prevent a party that assumes it has been sentenced when, in fact, the defendant has been sentenced from having to report to the prison. So here's what we would do. We now have in our hand the binding administrative judgment. An administrative judgment the same as any United States agency executes when you fail to answer their process, or you answer and they ignore it, or they term your answer frivolous, because from their perspective, it's like a machine. How can anything other than a machine response be not frivolous? And so we have a series of documents that we've assembled as a rescission package. And what this package would do is rescind all of the previous signatures and contracts that are inapposite at this point to a living man. So if we felt coerced by lying on a concrete floor in a 40-degree room for 2 days to sign an appearance bond to get out, if we felt that we had to sign a pretrial agreement or a bond with a bonding company or any of the other documents by which we confess to being the debtor defendant, then we have documents that we use to rescind those signatures on those documents and substitute the new contract. The new contract being that the account has been settled and paid and that the balance is zero or better than zero, an account balance in the favor of the living man, in the favor of the creditor. We would send that package along with proof of the successor surety, because that is the number one thing that all of the fiduciaries have confessed to. The fiduciaries confess to the value and validity of the instrument, since they choose not to object to it, and they choose not to identify, they choose not to take advantage of the opportunity to identify a defect in the instrument. And so, 10 days later, the notary is certifying that they have stipulated to a whole long laundry list of stipulations, specifically including that they are holding all liability formally attributed to the defendant debtor and have agreed, consented, and confessed and stipulated to acting as the successor surety in that case and all cases derived therefrom. That, those stipulations are exceedingly important, and they would be attached as page 2 after the notary's certificate of non-performance. So what have we done to this point? We've assembled certain tax documents and sent them into IRS. Excuse me. We provided payment to IRS in the form of an indemnity bond. We segregated payment to various parties in the form of an offset bond. We wrote a promissory note against the offset bond, against our own instrument, not against some fictitious treasury account. And we delivered that promissory note to certain fiduciaries, instructing them to place it on account. When they fail to do that, the notary issues a certificate of non-performance. The notary protests the dishonor of our instrument, and the new contract is sealed by way of the notary's signature, so to speak. We then, during that process, we also forwarded certain tax documents to IRS and to the Secretary of the Treasury with copies to the fiduciary so they understand that there is a proper record now of who is holding the liability, both privately through our papers and publicly through these documents. And so now we take the proof of the dishonor, the proof of the administrative remedy, and we attach it to this rescission package. We rescind all of the other documents which we signed accidentally or without proper disclosure or under a duress and coercion and intimidation, and we send it all on to whatever enforcement agency is involved in the case, basically saying, here, we are surrendering the confessed successor surety, and here are the public records filed in counties, filed in a federal jacket, wherever, but a public record, even printed in the newspaper. Now, we've done that in a couple of cases recently where we've taken the successor surety's stipulation and printed it under a legal notice in the newspaper that John Jones has confessed to being the surety for defendant Bill Smith in case number such and such before court number such and such. And we clip that and send it along to the recipient of the rescission package. And when we do a process like this, we also take any electronic monitoring devices, we package them up. Any of those slave tracking devices get sent back under separate cover, and we give them an opportunity to deliver them to the successor surety. All of that goes back, and that's the end of our involvement in the case. And from that point on, we stand on our right of avoidance as a free man outside the commercial jurisdiction of the United States Federal Corporation. And lo and behold, Now comes the day that you're supposed to report to prison, as in the case of Mr. Black, if you've been to a sentencing hearing. Now what? We'll answer that question after the break. Folks, you're listening to Take No Prisoners at the Republic Broadcasting Network. I'm Dr. Sam Kennedy.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
The Berkeelite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeelite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeelite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeelite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Do you have a high electric bill? Do you use an electric company that just provides you expensive electricity? Not anymore. Visit www.energy-swap.com and take advantage of a new way to save on your monthly energy bill. Allow Energy Swap to switch your provider and receive the same reliable service and the best rewards program in the industry. Save up to 20% on your electric bill. Rates as low as 10.99 cents per kilowatt. No cost to switch. Flat rate plans. Reward program. What more could you ask for? A free gift. Try Energy Swap and receive a free getaway for two. Sign up today. 888-238-6397. That's 888-238-6397. Visit our website www.energy-swap.com and use the tool generator to calculate how much you can save on your monthly energy bill. 888-238-6397. Currently in Texas and New York only. Other states coming soon.
It's Christmas time, the season for giving. How would you like to save money on Christmas gifts this year and make money while doing it? Then Power Mall Global is here for you. Power Mall Global is unique. It's not an MLM and not an affiliate program. All you have to do is shop in any one of the 1,000-plus stores, including Sears, OfficeMax, Home Depot, Bed Bath & Beyond, JCPenney, Old Navy, and much, much more on www.powermallglobal.com and surprise your family with the perfect gifts. You'll be surprised on how much you save and get back in rebate checks for a percentage of your purchase. Power Mall Global is absolutely free to use. There's no cost to you, ever. Think of all the traffic and clutter the Christmas holiday brings. Think of the times the stores were out of that certain item that was perfect for your loved ones. Not going to happen anymore. It's very simple. Stay in the comfort of your own home. Click through 1,000 stores. Buy and save on what you want for the Christmas holiday and earn money while doing it. Go to www.powermallglobal.com and check out the millions of products that could be the perfect gift for you. That's www.powermallglobal.com.
Welcome back, my friend. Thank you for joining me tonight. We've been discussing the case of Conrad Black and basically reviewing the BIC process from beginning to end, with at least from beginning to end of presentment and beginning of enforcement. Of course, if you're a regular listener, you know that we have dozens and dozens of enforcement strategies. If they fail to do our bidding, if they fail to follow the orders of our court, when we return the rescission package, we usually include a payment instrument with that. So we bond the party that we're doing business with. We underwrite all liability that that party or those parties may incur with a new payment instrument, and hence there would be a separate tax package filing for that, and proof of that would be included along with the payment instrument as well. And basically, we get to the point where we say, we are surrendering the successor, the confessed successor surety. We are providing a verified sworn notice of rescission of orders A, B, C, and D, all the documents that we signed with our apologies for any commercial dishonors along the way due to our ignorance. We are ordering you to quash all process, and we are returning the electronic inventory device, the slave tracking that obnoxious slave tracking device that you presumed to hang on my body. My body. And we are also providing a global recall of all those securities, all those Miller bonds and payment and performance and bid bonds and real estate issues and mortgage-backed securities that have been issued based upon the liability of these poor, hapless prisoners functioning through the Corrections Corporation of America and Payne Webber. We know what you're doing. You won't do it in this case any longer because it's paid. And if you do it, you'll be in trouble for whatever the securities violations are that you've committed, for fraud, but mostly for holding the liability, theft of funds in the Admiralty, and if necessary, enticing me into slavery by ordering me by coercive device, by intimidation, or by orders to falsely present myself as a United States person slash subject slash resident slash citizen, all the same thing, falsely and against my will. In fact, I heard a congressman talking about citizenship on the air. I believe it was yesterday on some news program. And he talked about how to be a citizen, you had to be based upon the 14th Amendment, I think this may have been on the History Channel, a citizen was subject to the jurisdiction of the United States. Just imagine what a change that was from the standing of state citizens prior to that, who were specifically excluded from the jurisdiction of the United States, except for the 17 powers in the Constitution, that to which they had purportedly agreed, but actually, I wasn't a signatory to the Constitution. I don't know if you were. But I know I wasn't around back then. So we deliver those items. Now, that nerve-wracking day comes when the defendant is supposed to report. And now the defendant doesn't report. They know darn well what's going on. At that point, people have a choice. They can go about their business, and I know many who have. There are warrants in those computers, but those warrants are paid. And no one comes for them. And I know others who wish they had the resources to go further. And if one wishes to go further, there are many ways one can go. One can file a lawsuit or file it in a proxy capacity or use a notary's deposition, a notary subpoena, to bring the responsible parties in as to why they have not arrested the defendant on the charge of failing to either contempt of the court order or failing to appear. They've charged up various quote-unquote crimes along the way on failure to appear. But if it was me, I wouldn't ask someone to do my dirty work for me. I would issue an order of arrest myself from my court with my personal living man's seal on it. And I would place that successor surety, the living man, under arrest. And then I would deliver the paperwork to the marshals or the provost marshal, among others. And I would instruct them to process the paperwork. This would be the private mirror image procedure to a quote-unquote citizen's arrest. If they won't arrest the defendant's surety, I will. And I will deliver that party over to the marshals. I won't physically go and secure that party. An arrest is a piece of paper. In fact, it would probably be an order of civil arrest, which is the same thing that happens in every case in the United States They're just not marked civil or criminal. As you know, there's only one form of action. That speaks for itself, folks. So if a judge ever says to you, this is a criminal action, well, isn't this a civil action? No, I said it's a criminal action. Well, sir, I thought there's only one form of action. Well, that doesn't apply to this. It doesn't. Where does it say it doesn't apply? That's if you, for those of you out there who love arguing in statutes, which is a deadly game, I might add. So I might arrest the successor surety, or I might just continue walking about my business. I might undertake various other procedures to ensure that the parties in question, the fiduciaries on the various instruments, are under the presumption that they will be forced to testify. And there are many collateral ways that we can do that, using subpoenas and summonses. That might be a time for someone to consider a bankruptcy court case. And when you're in the bankruptcy court case, file an adversarial claim. The paperwork's already done. And in the adversarial claim, ask the judge to sign off on subpoenas. And subpoena ducis tecum, as we discussed in the last two programs, yesterday's program and I believe last Sunday as well, and maybe last Saturday as well. And we would ask them in that subpoena ducis tecum to produce or exhibit any records or evidence of a defect in all of those records that we have. A defect in their confession of judgment, a defect in their stipulation to holding all liability, and put them in a situation where they have to testify, because they can't and they won't. How could you? I mean, first question on the stand is, what capacity are you here as? Are you here as a living man, or are you here in a capacity of a legal fiction representing a corporation? True or false? Are you representing a corporation? Among the thousand other questions one might ask under those circumstances. But by listing the evidence you're seeking on the subpoena ducis tecum, you are letting them know what questions you intend to ask. You're letting them know you intend to ask for a defect in their stipulations to holding all liability, for a defect in their confession to having stolen funds in the special maritime jurisdiction, to a defect in their confession to having enticed you into slavery by ordering you to present yourself as a United States person falsely against your will and in contravention of the Hague Convention of October 5th, 1961. I could go on and on, folks, but I think you get the idea. While all this is happening, the public official is being removed from office by that liability on the public side. And that's the whole purpose of the filings through the Department of Treasury. The numbers of public officials who are disappearing from their positions is growing. And it will continue to grow as living men and women understand the correct way of providing public notice of the private settlement. And I don't mean that in a judgmental sense. I'm a beginner just like the next guy. We're all just learning the vast labyrinth and intricacies of this this nefarious monolith known as the United States. It was conceived that way because it was essential that the people do not know that they were conquered back in 1861. If they knew that, even with today's controls over men and women, if the American men and women consciously knew that their country had been conquered, there would not be enough lampposts in Washington, D.C., and for 100 square miles around to hang all the politicians. So we are just learning, even after all of these decades, the intricacies of how their own forms can be used to provide notice of record, notice of the settlement, the positive credit in the account, and the stipulated agreement. So that, in a nutshell, is how Mr. Black, if he did not work with an attorney and was willing to take a hand in his own situation, would be able to fulfill
his predictions that he would not be convicted and fulfill his righteous sense of indignation that he did nothing wrong. I am not a party to the case firsthand. I don't know if he did something wrong or not. But I am a party to being a child of God, and I do know we can all be forgiven for our sins, and if we make a mistake, we can apologize, throw ourselves on the mercy of the Lord, ask forgiveness from those we've injured, and pay all liabilities. And since the system of payment currently in effect since 1933 is public policy, we can pay pursuant to the rules of public policy, and everyone should be happy. That said, folks, let's go to the phones, if I can find them here. Rick in California, are you still there?
I am, sir.
Hi, Rick. Thanks for sticking with us. What can we do for you?
We got a couple of questions, quick questions. When we do these indemnification bonds, how is it possible, if we've already done BIC
the birth certificate bond?
If we've already done the administrative process against these people and they have not answered and they have not done anything and they are in default, how can we collect that if we've indemnified them?
How can we collect? What do you mean by collect? You mean
well,
get a refund?
If we have done an administrative process to the end, then they are in liability for a large amount of money.
Well, but what is the limit on the amount of money?
What limit? I mean, the limit is taken from the Fair Debt Collection Practices Act.
Well, that may be if you're dealing in statutes, but I don't deal in statutes.
Well,
and
the amount of liability.
If I were to issue an instrument, Rick, would be limited by the face value of the instrument or perhaps half of the face value depending upon how the instrument is worded. The indemnity bond is the ultimate tool through which we pay them for those liabilities. So it's not just an instrument that's sitting somewhere conceived like an insurance policy to indemnify them for all risks and then putting them through a labyrinthine administrative agency to be able to collect, but it is an instrument by which we actually pay under public policy using a bonded promissory note, a secured promissory note, a secured bond, or some instrument of that sort.
Right, I see. Okay, second question. Because the agency we dealt with, we thought would steal the thing, we sent the bonded promissory note to the Treasury instead of by mistake, or you know, instead of sending it to the agency. How do we straighten that out now?
Yeah, were you following the recommendation of a fellow in Ohio?
No.
Well, I know there was a variant that erupted. And a number of people have done that. They've sent bonded promissory notes to Treasury. How do you think you could deal with that?
Well, I would suggest. Well, the agency got a copy of it, so the agency should know that all they have to do is write to the Treasury to get the funds transferred.
Well, that would be a condition on the promise to pay, wouldn't it?
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
okay.
If someone sent you an instrument and said, "Well, you're going to have to contact Mr. Jones in London to affect some sort of transfer of funds," you'd probably say, go to hell, I'll give it to my attorney and let him sue you.
I see.
So, but I suggest that the bonded promissory note is nothing more than a public memorialization of the fact that the account has been paid by our word.
Right.
It gives a visible facade to our credit. That's really all it's doing.
Okay.
And so you could always cancel that instrument and deliver another instrument, but I suggest it's some of the newer procedures that we're adding to the process, such as the use of the tax documents to signify the settlement, that can have great weight in enforcing the payment. So enforcement begins
with the very first presentment.
Oh, I see. So the 1099 OID and the 1040V, those are the documents that would then document this payment then?
Those are certainly two documents that can be used for that purpose. And again, folks, I didn't read a disclaimer tonight, but Rick, this is a good time for me to chime in with that. When we start talking about documents like that, I do not want anyone to be under the assumption that I am telling them, a fellow like you, for instance, you sound like a nice fellow, but I don't know your level of experience or your case, and I would not want you or anyone else to interpret the entertainment value of this program as an instruction, recommendation, counsel, or advice to take a particular action. Someone was talking to me about these forms just a day or two ago, and the thought entered my head that you shouldn't be using the form yet. You need to better understand it. And you know when you know you understand the form?
When you can
articulate its purpose.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Earlier in the program, I articulated that when we use these forms, we are signifying the origin of the funds that permitted them to create the good of service that we are now, quote unquote, purchasing back. And so they really signify the amount of our credit that has been applied. The fact that I can articulate it in my mind means that I can use it. I feel I understand it. But if someone can't really articulate it, I would not use these forms based upon faith, no matter how much you may like Sam Kennedy or Winston Shroud or anyone else. We'll be back in a moment, folks.
Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist unjust war. It is an established historical fact that the Vatican has publicly stated that the Iraqi war is an unjust war. However, it miserably failed to tell its Catholic soldiers that it is a mortal sin to attack Iraq. The Protestant ministers in unison should take the logical step of telling their soldiers that it is a serious offense against God to participate in this unjust war. However, if enough Protestant ministers do not take this logical step, then the lay Catholics and Protestants have a serious obligation to demand of their clergy to take this logical step publicly. Personally, I am doing all that I can to stop the continuation of the murder, carnage, and suffering that is being committed against the innocent people of Iraq in this terrible, unjust war. For additional facts regarding this grave matter, order the lecture by Father John Martinez entitled WW3 Can Still Be Prevented. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for more information and ordering.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Welcome back, my friend. You've been listening to Take No Prisoners at the Republic Broadcasting Network. So let me just emphasize again, Rick, that people have to use technology when they feel they only when they feel they truly understand what they are doing and make decisions for themselves. We have to act as responsible men and women and abandon this philosophy that we can rely upon others to make our decisions and that we can rely upon the judgment of others to be our guide. People like myself should only serve as a particle of information in a much larger, more comprehensive dedication to the enjoyment of learning.
Thank you, Doc.
Rick? All right, Rick, thank you for joining us. I appreciate it. And, folks, I'm sorry we didn't get to phone calls tonight, but this subject was really too important, and I wanted to establish at least one program on the record of how we might go about things from beginning of receiving the indictment to presentment of the successor surety. Now, that really was just a cursory review of these procedures because on any one of them, we could have fruitful discussions for hours, if not days upon end. Even on the presentment alone, the presentment of the instrument can be done with or without political status declarations and return of process as defective. Any amount of non-statutory abatement philosophy sorts of standing on the right of avoidance can be incorporated in this process at any point. And those are individual decisions that we make. The instrument, the initial indictment, or any other offer to expand funds under public policy can be returned with a commercial lien contract. And that is a spectacular way of moving in the direction that Rick was implying about having a public record and a private record, of course, of accrued liability and a lien right in that circumstance. But it may not be necessary in many circumstances if we use the tax documents as well. But it also is a commodity that can be served up in the public by way of some of the tax document approaches that we use. So there truly is a seemingly endless variety of approaches that one can take. The most important thing is to first know in your heart if you are truly a living, breathing, living man or woman, son or daughter of the Lord, and if you will listen to the voice of the Lord to the best of your ability, and then maybe just a little bit better than that. If so, he will reward you with the words when you need them and the courage when you need it as well. Because obviously, when you get involved in these sorts of situations like Conrad Black did, with the full weight and might of the United States Federal Corporation levied against you, it can be an intimidating series of events that causes destitution, dissolving of the family unit, and just biblical proportions of tragedy throughout your life. So I hope this program has been of help to you. If you have an email or a question, please send it to Take No Prisoners at the Republic Broadcasting Network. I'm Dr.